following is a presentation of IMG College.
There's nothing in basketball like the Big East tournament in New York City.
It builds and builds and builds, and the energy within the city itself.
The bustling of the streets of New York City has nothing like it in the world.
You know you're playing in a special place from the time you drive up.
When you walk into the building, when you get on that freight elevator, you get goosebumps.
Really, the crowd, the atmosphere, there's nothing like playing in the Garden.
The Big East is the Garden and is New York City.
Welcome to the 2011 Big East Basketball Tournament, presented by American Eagle Outfitters.
Midas for three, and he's got it again!
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Verizon Wireless, the official wireless provider of the Big East Conference.
They are the Big East champions.
This is insanity at the Garden.
Now, let's go live to Madison Square Garden in New York City. This is the 2011 Big East Basketball Tournament from IMG College.
Once again, we welcome you live to the world's most famous arena. It's Madison Square Garden in New York City for the 2011 Big East Basketball Championships. 102 to go. Noriaki, as we said, 11 second half points, 13 for the game, 8 huge rebounds. And he's done all of this since picking up his third personal foul with 19:21 to go in the second half. And the support help in Roscoe Smith on the sideline. We see him on the bench now with a large bandage over his right eye. He took 8 stitches from a blow in the first half. What a gutsy, gritty effort by the Huskies. It's a little bit cliche, but I think it's appropriate. Gibbs left alone for 3. Left side, got it! Holy moly! Ashton Gibbs knocks down the 3.
I think the whole Garden, the whole New York City, and across the water in New Jersey, and everybody in Connecticut knew that one was going to drop. As soon as he got that open look, you cannot give him space.
And Pittsburgh calls their final timeout with 47.9 remaining. Let's pause 10 seconds for stations to identify yourselves. This is the GEICO's Big East Sports Network from IMG.
This is a presentation of IMG
College.
You
gotta be kidding. Oh, what a bonanza!
IMG. Mission accomplished.
John Rook, John Celestine, Madison Square Garden in New York. 47.9 ticks left on the clock. We're tied at 74 between the nation's number 1 and number 19. The Big East number 1 and number 9 team seeded in this league.
Hey, look, what a battle.
What about it?
What a battle this has been, man. And back and forth. Ashton Gibbs has been phenomenal today. Kimball Walker has done a brilliant job. Oriaki, he has stepped in. Napier has been great for UConn. Robinson has done a great job. Wanamaker has 17. This is the Big East.
All right, Pittsburgh now out of timeouts. Let's see how UConn handles the ball after the timeout called. Panthers will have McGee, Robinson, Brown, Gibbs, and Wanamaker, their original 5 on the floor. Napier stays out there, the freshman for UConn, with Walker, Coombs McDaniel, Lamb, and Oriaki. And Walker, with the ball, has 22 points to lead the Huskies. We're walking into the fourth court to our right on the far sideline.
Walker's had a few game winners this year, John, down the stretch.
Down to 33 seconds, 12 seconds difference between the clocks. Looks for a cutter. Screen is set, top of the key, cuts to the right, back to the left, back to the right again, off the top of the key, between the legs with a dribble, down to 10 to shoot, moves into the lane, pulls up with an 8-footer short, rebound, Coombs McDaniel in traffic, has it, timeout UConn. Wow!
What a timeout, first of all. The presence of mind by Jim Calhoun. Kimball Walker gets free, makes a beautiful move, gets to the rim, just can't finish it. Coombs McDaniel to the rescue with the rebound, the snatch, maybe the biggest rebound of his career.
18 seconds left. Huskies get the timeout. They'll use a 60 here. Tied at 74. And so on the offensive glass, that has been the difference in this game for Connecticut. Pittsburgh with the huge advantage. We talked about it pregame. We talked about it during the game. And once again, the Huskies hit the boards hard, come up with a big rebound over a bigger, stronger, maybe even tougher Pittsburgh team. But UConn has out-toughed them here on the stretch.
When you talk about rebounding, Pittsburgh is the cream of the crop. And right now, UConn standing up to the bully on the backboards, toe-to-toe, not backing down.
So they're talking about it on the sidelines now. They're going to draw up a play. If you're Connecticut, does it have to go to Kemba? And if he's option A, who's option B?
There's no option B. It's all option A. You go to Kemba Walker, and you live and die with Mr. Walker. You don't even think about an option B. He's hit a lot of game winners this year. He's the guy in tough moments. If I'm Pittsburgh, though, I may think about running somebody at Kemba Walker. Do you want to just sit back and try to guard him one-on-one? That may be a tough task.
Huskies still have one timeout remaining if they need it with 18 seconds left, 74-74. Do they have 18 seconds of life left in their tired legs after wins over DePaul and Georgetown yesterday? They'll inbound from the baseline left of the basket. Walker looks for the inbound pass in the corner for Alex Oriaki. Turns, looks, back to Walker on the left wing. Walker pulls it out on the perimeter, down to 12, down to 11. Here comes Walker. Screen is set, top of the key. Rolls to the right with 8, with 7. Top of the key, backs it out with 6, with 5. Moves to the right, 4. Backs off 3. Rebound, goes up with a shot. 18-footer, good! At the buzzer! Holy moly! Kemba Walker does it again! And the Huskies defeat the regular season champs 76-74! Oh, my goodness! You can knock John Celestand over with a feather. He is staggered over here, folks. Wow!
Man, was that an impressive move. Kemba Walker, they got the switch off. McGee switches out. So now it's Kemba Walker one-on-one with McGee. It's a point guard against a center. Everyone in the arena knew McGee was in trouble. And he hits him with a step back. Unbelievable shot. McGee can't even keep his balance. Falls to the ground. Walker, swish, nothing but net.
76-74 for Connecticut. They knock off the regular season champ, the Pittsburgh Panthers. So Connecticut, third game in 3 days. They survive and move on to the Big East semifinals. And the champion Pittsburgh Panthers, 2 days off, waiting for everyone. Unfortunately, I have to wait till next week. We'll take the timeout here. We'll return to Madison Square Garden coming up. This is the GEICO Big East Sports Network from IMG.